This weekend, rock and indie music fans from across the country make their annual pilgrimage to a corner of the Northwest farm country for the Sasquatch Music Festival. Over 3 days, 25,000 rollicking concertgoers turn the picturesque Gorge Amphitheater along the Columbia River into the largest city in the county. But not all of them stay there. Some end up at the tiny hospital in Quincy, Washington, with drug overdoses, alcohol poisoning, and dehydration. As Jessica Robinson reports, the hospital says it's time concert organizers take responsibility.
Even if you've never been to Sasquatch, you can get a pretty good idea of it from all the YouTube videos people have posted, about 64,000 of them.
That's all you guys give me?
Girls in sunglasses, shorts, and tank tops. Guys in sunglasses, shorts, and tank tops. Young, slightly sun-crisped people laughing, dancing, screaming, generally making the case that, contrary to what you may have heard, youth is not wasted on the young. This is not the Sasquatch Dr. Fernando Deitch knows.
They come by ambulance. They come by friends. They come by pickup trucks.
Dr. Deitch is the ER director at Quincy Valley Medical Center, the closest hospital to the Gorge Amphitheater.
They're unconscious or barely conscious. They're intoxicated for something. Their blood pressure is dropping. You don't know why.
Quincy, Washington is about 17 miles from the Gorge Amphitheater, past vineyards and alfalfa fields. Its small hospital sits down the street from a processing plant that turns potatoes into French fries. On a typical day, maybe 10 people will come through the doors. But during the three-day Sasquatch Festival, it's more like 60 or 70 a day.
Every room will be full. What you're seeing here is absolutely nothing compared to Sasquatch. It's surreal.
And Sasquatch is just the beginning. Deitch has a printout of all the Gorge summer concerts. With each new event, he'll go online and listen to the music and try to predict what kind of crowd will be there and what kinds of drugs will they use. Coming up in late June is Paradiso, a two-day electronic music festival. And then there's Watershed in August, 3 days of country music.
And so Paradiso, what are we looking at?
Narcotics. Just synthetic narcotics and a lot of it.
And Watershed?
Watershed, mostly alcohol. Alcohol and fights.
So you kind of have to stereotype a little bit.
Yeah, more than a little bit. I mean, we have to have a very good understanding what these concerts draw and what staff we have to have here.
All these concerts are starting to take a toll. Most of the 20-somethings in flip-flops pay their hospital bills, but some don't. And that, along with the additional staff that have to be scheduled around Gorge concerts, cost the publicly owned hospital about $400,000 last year.
One thing that I can tell you, this situation can no longer continue.
Mehdi Mered is the hospital administrator.
In our research, there was not similar situations in the entire United States where a small hospital, you know, rural hospital has to take care of a large venue like the Gorge.
There are other summer outdoor music festivals in small towns, the Brit Festivals in Jacksonville, Oregon, the festival at Sandpoint in North Idaho. But those don't attract nearly the size nor the type of crowd that the Gorge Amphitheater does. Coachella is similar, but it's close to several California cities with hospitals. Burning Man contracts with a Winnemucca hospital to provide on-site emergency aid. So Mered is now making an unusual request. He's asking Live Nation, the company that produces the Gorge concerts, to pay up. Mered says he met with Live Nation last summer after a 21-year-old man died at Paradiso. But he says so far they haven't been able to work out a deal.
I seriously do not believe in their good faith at this point.
Live Nation declined to comment on tape, but in a written statement says, quote, "We have met with the hospital, and the Gorge continues to operate in close cooperation with local, state, and federal officials." A spokeswoman also noted that concerts are an economic driver in the region. And indeed, the county treasurer says last year, an admissions tax generated $1.2 million from the Gorge. Recently, State Representative Matt Manweller stepped in to try to find a solution. The Republican from Ellensburg is crafting a bill that would allow the county to add a $1 fee to concert tickets at the Gorge.
I'm not sure that Live Nation is responsible for some of the bad decisions that their concert goers make. And by levying the fee on the ticket, it's the actual concert goer who bears the cost.
Of course, the people who end up in the Quincy Hospital are just a tiny sliver of the 250,000-plus annual concert goers at the Gorge. Nick Amacio is a musician in Seattle. He's gone to Sasquatch 4 times since 2005. Amacio says most people are there to enjoy the music and camp out with their friends.
People having beers and everybody's having a good time, you know, little groups and parties and things like that. But if you go up to the $20 a day parking, it's like Mad Max beyond Thunderdome. It's like something's on fire. Everybody's, you know, running around. There's somebody on like a motorcycle or something. It's insane.
Amacio isn't going to Sasquatch this year. At over $300 a ticket, it's a little out of his price range at the moment. And maybe next year, that'll be $301. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting. Color in your cheeks. Do you ever get that feel?